This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wouldn't you like to take a vacation from your bills? Well, you can. With credit card balances at an all-time high and Golden Oak's 5.25% rate, you could be saving thousands of dollars after a simple phone call. Call today and get your cash in as little as 14 days and make no payments for 2 months. Visit GoldenOakLending.com to speak to someone today.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
6.19 APR, FHA, 15-year, 20% equity qualified credit. Additional terms apply. NMLS 114937.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
So we rarely carry a topic over past the top of the hour, but this one is very interesting, tragic, horrible.
Important.
Yeah. And one of the women involved, Lila Kubis, contacted us late in the 3 o'clock hour and said she'd be willing to join us on the air. If you're just joining us, it's a story from Fox 4, but I believe the story originally generated from the Kansas City Star, where they're talking about this massage parlor at 129th and State Line Road in Kansas City, Missouri, Fusion Spa. And last hour we spoke with Wes Shumate, who is the attorney representing six of the women who sought civil litigation against Fusion Spa and this therapist, massage therapist, unlicensed, we believe, Ju Jin Jang. And he has been charged in Jackson County with 2 counts of second-degree sodomy. He has been arrested. He remains in bond because of he missed a hearing, apparently. And Lila Kubis joins us on the KMBZ hotline. Dana referred to her last hour, and I think it would be hard to argue, as a hero. Lila, welcome, and thank you for joining us.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Of course.
So I lived over there many years, Lila, and you're my daughter's age, and drove by that place so many times, and my heart just broke when I read this story, and then I just got really, really angry. And I commend you for your bravery coming forward. Your assault happened while your mother was right outside the space where this happened. Mm-hmm. And I'm just sorry that this happened to you, but I'm so proud of you for coming forward and talking about it so that hopefully he goes away for a very long time. And this place is shut down. I'm demanding they go in and shut this place down. I'm livid for you. It is still open.
Thank you so much. I feel the same way. Every day is just like so much anger about the situation. But I do appreciate the support. I've received so much support today, and that has made it all worth it coming forward and talking about it. And yeah, thank you.
Have you been given any indication, Lila, like why did this take so long? You know, blame is not going to change what happened to you and the other women, but your report, it was 2.5 years ago, was it not?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it was 2.5 years ago, May 30th, 2022.
But I would imagine, and to Dana's point, it took a lot of courage to do what you and this other young lady, let me get her name real quick, Natasha Culp. She was the one who was in the room for a couple's massage with her fiance. It takes great courage to do what you did, but having done it, it makes it a lot easier, I think, for others to be willing to come forward and say, you know what, if they can do it, if they can speak their truth, I can speak mine too.
Thank you so much. Yeah, it has been wild today. There have been already so many girls who have reached out to me and just shared how they've been through similar experiences and how this helps them feel more at peace and that they feel more comfortable talking about it. And that was my intention fully with coming out with this. It's not easy to come out with something like this and expose it for the whole world or whoever sees it, you know, and just knowing that I could possibly help someone feel more comfortable with themselves and feel more at ease about something that happened to them is the whole point.
Do you have any indication, though, Lila, why there was such a delay? And again, blame is not going to solve or fix what happened, but I feel like, God forbid this happens again, I want someone rushing in there and shutting this place down, and that just did not happen here.
No, not at all. It was, for the reason it took so long, so the very first detective I talked to, he did the case, and I had to speak with him about the whole thing. I had to give details about everything. I had to do the police lineup with him. And then about a year after I reported it and had gone through all that, he contacted me, or it might have been a she at that time, and then it went to a he. Honestly, it's hard to keep track because it's been so tossed around and everything. But he transferred me to the other detective who I had to do the whole process again with and get reminded of it. I had to drive back from college every few months and have to relive this and then just drive back and act like everything was normal. So I didn't really understand why they had to do that. And then I kind of didn't hear much about it at all after December 2023, I believe. And I just kind of gave up on it and I don't know, just hope someday something would happen. But yeah, they wouldn't really give me much information on it. So,
I found it interesting that you would park in the parking lot when it would cross your mind again. And I'm sure it stayed in your mind quite often. But you would, you would drive over there just to see if it was still open and you would park your car.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, typically I would just drive by. There were only a few times where I'd gone and parked my car. I had even gone in two times before I actually confronted the owner. I went in and nobody was in the lobby at that point, and I just kind of turned around and left really quick. But my Nana actually lives right across the street in the neighborhood across the street from the massage parlor. So every time I would drive to her house, I would drive by it and there were other times where, like, my friends wanted to go eat at the Peanut right next door.
Right.
I would just have to drive by it and kind of have to be reminded of that. But
I'll tell you this, Lila, the wheels of justice are, it's just unconscionable how long this has taken. But we have a voice and we are able to reach a whole lot of people in a short amount of time. Mm-hmm. I will not let this go until that place is shut down. I'm so angry for all of the women, and it's not going to be six. Mm-hmm. We know that there are going to be more. And please keep us posted on the case. I told your attorney Wes the same thing. We're not going to let this go.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. All the support
Lila,
really makes it a lot easier.
One last question. You said earlier in this interview that all day today you've been contacted by other women who have had similar incidents happen to them. Mm-hmm. Did they tell you that it was at this spa specifically, or was it just at other spas throughout the Kansas City metro?
Not even just in spas, just people who have had, like, sexual assaults happen to them just speak up to kind of, connect with me and just, I don't know, feel less alone and just share kind of their story, too, and feel more comfortable with themselves. So it hasn't just been spa places, but there has been one who was at a spa, I believe, and it might have been the same owners, but I'm not 100% sure on that.
Well, Lila, you keep us posted, and we're proud of you. We're so sorry this happened, but proud of you for coming forward, because I think you're going to end up saving other women from the same fate.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
All right. You be well, sweetheart.
Thank you. You too.
All right. Goodbye. That's Lila Kubas, featured in this story in the Kansas City Star. And on Fox 4, she is Dana Wright. That young man is Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott Parks, here on KMBZ.
Odyssey celebrates St. Patrick's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.